Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soul, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
A rinky dinky diddly doo, diddly doo, diddly dee, da da da, ra da ra da, rock a rock a ra. It is time once again for another show on the After Rot. Do you know why? Because I'm dead, and you're all here, and you're listening to me, and I'm talking, and I still want a cookie. And guess what, boys and girls, ghouls and gals, and things that go wiggly 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 in the night? We have special news for you. I have with me today, CD!
Hello, world!
Come on, people, say hello! How's it going, CD?
Like I scared him. It's going great.
I think you scared somebody, yes. I am always amazing.
Yeah.
And you know what's even more amazing?
What?
I got a t-shirt today. I got it in my delivery for this week. I got a t-shirt. It says, and it's bright red, "Keep calm and be amazing."
Well, that's perfect.
I know, because my most common saying thing that I use a lot is when somebody says, "Hey, how's it going?" I said, "I'm always amazing. How about you?" And they always give me the double take and say, "What? Oh, that's good thing. That's a good thing to say. Why? Hey, man, that's what I say." That's because I'm kooky and a zombie, dead in the world, and everybody else is just sort of over there. So I normally
you need one that says, "Keep calm and cookie on."
I'm working on that one. Ooh, Keenan says we're having some potential technical problems. I'm sure our technical people will get looking into that right away. So we'll keep going on with the show while he goes and try and finds out what it is. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. So, usually this time of the show, we start talking about movies that I watched on the weekend. I didn't watch any movies this weekend.
You didn't watch any movies?
I tried.
I'm shocked.
I did not watch any movies. I had a Christmas party to go to on Saturday, so I couldn't watch any movies then. And Sunday I said, Sunday, pook it. I watched some TV shows. So I watched Walking Dead final episode and a new series called Almost Human.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, woohoo on the Walking Dead.
Very good show. Yep.
Have you watched Almost Human?
Yep.
Oh, I've only watched the first two episodes now.
Yes.
It's actually quite cool.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll tell you what happens.
Yeah, I didn't want you to give me any spoilers there.
Okay.
But let's talk about Walking Dead for a second.
Okay.
Did you like the way that one ended?
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was great. Of course, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yes.
I obviously didn't like that, you know, Herschel's dead. That was horrible. It was great. At the same time, it was horrible. And I really liked the governor. I know he's a bad guy, but
stick
I loved
him,
him
on
the show, like what they were doing, up until he chopped Herschel's head off, and then I was screaming, "Kill him, beep, beep, beep," after myself. So, I'm kind of glad he bit the bullet, but, he may not be dead, I guess.
We didn't see
him get shot, but...
We don't know if he's really dead or not. He probably is, because you don't get back up again from a stab wound straight through the gut like that. But who knows?
Well, they've done dumber things on the show before, so he could, I guess, get up and start, you know, walk away.
It is a show with zombies,
so. But
it is a show with zombies,
well,
so
we'll
you know
he's dead until yeah.
So yes, I really liked it. I thought it was a great way because the biggest problem that The Walking Dead's going to face is How many shows can you have? Oh, look, people walking around talking about stuff, killing people. Oh, look, the zombies. Run away.
Exactly. Yep.
So they've got to keep reinventing themselves all the time, keep rejuvenating, mm-hmm. and keep pushing that envelope, keep, oh my God, we don't know if we're going to die or live this episode. Oh, goodness. They got to keep it fresh.
Yeah, they were in danger of doing that the first half of the season because in the beginning it was a huge problem with the walkers on defense, and then poof, they disappeared for however many shows. Or there's only like 8 episodes or something like that, or 4, whatever it was.
So,
but all of a sudden it wasn't a problem, and then you know, they had to bring them back. But go ahead.
Did you notice the 2 little points that they brought up through these episodes? The one with the little rats being left, the dead critters being left by the fence and attracting the zombies, and 2, whatever the hell they splayed against the wall, that's like, what the hell is that against the wall inside the prison towards the end of the episode? Who do you think was doing that? I know who I think it was.
I think it was that I can't remember her name. It was a little girl, not the smallest but the older one, the kind of weird one,
the weak one.
What was her name?
The weak one.
Yeah.
She's going psycho. She's gonna.
Whatever her name was, that one.
She's gonna come back, and she's gonna be you people are all evil. I shall give you the wrath of God. I shall throw down merrily, mightily the hand of wrath, and I shall smite all of you. And it shall be me and the other 3 little kids, and we're gonna have a little party, 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 party. Oh, EW's totally out of the wrong. It's not Carl. Carl's got other issues to deal with.
Oh, it's not Carl.
Yeah.
Come on, EW.
He's got other issues to deal with. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Walking Dead, awesome. Now very sad that I have to wait until February to watch anymore. Erg!
Honestly, I've had my fill. That mid-season finale, it worked me ever so bad. I can wait. I'm perfectly fine waiting 2 months. Not that I'm not excited. Like, woohoo, it's coming back. But I'm not thinking about it every day. I'm like, oh my God, that was horrible. I need 2 months to rest.
No.
And to recoup.
No. I want to know what happened to Daryl. What happened to What's-His-Face? And what happened to What's-Her-Face? And what happened to What's-His-Face? And Maggie and Glenn and Michonne and Dem. But I did like the fact that the ending has Rick and Carl walking off away from the prison into the hillside, which is just like in the comic book. Just like in the comic book.
I like that, yeah.
Because
I like that little touch they put in it. Yeah.
The rest of that story then follows how they basically, it's just the 2 of them for a while. And blah, blah, blah. What I expect the TV show will do is, okay, they'll have a little bit of that. They'll have a little bit of Michonne's little segue. They'll have a little bit of Daryl and everybody else. And if they're smart for the last half of the season, they'll really make it a large picture thing. But are they going to introduce more strangers? Oh, and to answer EW's question about Little Kickass, a.k.a. Judith, I think she's with the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Or dead, but
she ain't
one or
dead.
The other.
She ain't dead.
One or the other for sure.
Yeah, one or the other, living or dead. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, I kind of hate to say this because it's a baby. I almost wish she is dead just because of the comic. I don't want to see her, killed. That'd be terrible. Oh my God, it's a baby. But it'd be just another throwback to the comic. But she's probably not. No, she's probably alive.
Well, realistically speaking, if you're trying to be a survival group in a survival environment, you can't have a 1-year-old kid. It's just not going to work.
No.
I mean, me and the rest of my brothers, we're going to come after her, and it's like, oh look. People alarm. Right there. Follow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly what Woogle Goo said in the... I just love some of the names of the chat room puts up. Plenty of other characters from the comics to throw in. I just hope, and I pray to goodness, that they do not accelerate the timetable to the point where they are now in the comic books with Negan and the others progressing into a much larger spectrum of people. Because if they go to there this fast already, it's like a 5-year story already. Well, 10 years in the comics overall, but they can't go that fast.
Yep.
I just hope they put in more of the story bits and go through. But that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So we're going to have a topic today of discussion. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay. Women in horror. Woohoo!
Ah!
Wait, you're a woman, aren't you?
Ah! Boobies! I'm a woman.
Boobies? What? What? What?
You said women in horror, so I screamed and said boobies.
Well, women in horror are not just about
boobs.
Usually
portrayed.
That's exactly why I was going there. Women in horror do not need to be just a set of boobs walking across a screen. There can be so much more there.
There you go.
EW, of course, says, what? What do you mean? How can that possibly be? That's just not... Whoa, come on. We watched slasher movies when we were in the 80s. Come on, look at all those movies. What happened? Chicks got naked. They died!
Yep.
But then, guess what happened in the... What was it? In the 80s or 90s that Aliens came out? Aliens with Sigourney Weaver. Woman power in movie.
90s, I think.
90s, I think so, too.
Yep.
Woman power in movies. She kicked alien ass. Just my thinking.
She kicked it hard.
And then she died. And then I thought you went up against these before.
Yeah.
I did. Well, what happened? I died. It's one of my favorite lines from Aliens 4. Ron Perlman talking to Sigourney after they're doing their thing. I died.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Yeah. See ya. Time to go. Yeah, it was great. Fun. But yes, I have found that for a large part of time, our society, our culture, our exactly all that stuff has always portrayed women in horror as, prey or eye coloring. Or eye candy. Candy, that's the word I meant to say.
Candy, yep.
And I think that's so sad. However, I think the movies are changing a lot.
Short. They are.
Do you know, seeing as how we're talking about boobies in movies, and Keenan just said a comment in the chat room, do you know what a boobie is? The bird with the little blue feet?
It's a bird.
Yeah, that has blue feet.
Yep.
The head cocks at the side. And it's like, what the hell are you looking at? It's like, I don't know, I'm looking at you. You're kind of weird. I'm always surprised at people who know what those birds are.
Eyes up here, buddy.
Eyes where? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not going there. Not going there.
Not on my blue feet, up here.
Yeah, something like that. So, back to slasher movies. Slasher movies are fun, but they're mindless. There's not much to it. There's no meat. There's no story about society and like commentary on existence and greater mandates of life and existentialism and all that other stuff. It's just bubblegum. Watch it. It's like, oh, do 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 slash. Fun! That's about it.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah, that's all there are. Yeah, that's all there is to them. You can't watch a slasher movie and expect anything more than that. I think we all know that by now. It's the whole point of them.
Exactly.
You know. Oh, Kermit boobies.
Kermit babies. Oh, Kermit boobies. Oh, very nice.
Boobies. Kermit boobies.
Who doesn't like a good set of boobies? I don't hear nobody objecting, so we're going to move on. So, now, fast forwarding a little bit to just a little bit more. In the modern era of women and horror and in general, one of my favorite movies that came out this year is called American Mary. I don't know if you've seen that movie yet. Have you?
Nope.
Well, if you get the opportunity, check it out. It is a Canadian movie done by a lovely pair of women called Jen and Sylvia Soska. The main star is Catherine Isabel. If you've ever seen the movie Ginger Snaps, you may remember her. Did you ever see Ginger Snaps, the werewolf movie? Come on,
I'm trying to remember. I think so.
Basically, it's a coming-of-age movie for two little young teenage girls, and she just turns into, oh, I'm young woman getting strong and being woman. Wait, no, I'm actually a werewolf.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's grown up a lot. She's a very attractive young woman and has a very strong presence on film. And I really liked what they did with this movie. This movie was basically a rape, revenge, vengeance movie. And it's really well done. It's really dark. It is not as... I don't know. Do you watch any movies like I Spit on Your Grave?
No.
Okay, well, I Spit on Your Grave I thought was too
far.
Not
generally.
It was the whole rape revenge thing, and it's like, eh. That was like, really?
Yeah, that's why I don't watch them.
It was that for that, and that was it. American Mirror, on the other hand, is, I could see this story happening. I could see a woman going through, or a person going through this experience and then coming out the other side like this. And then it's a very dark, well, now that you've had that experience, let's go do this. Yes, I'm going to go. No, that's, I just can't let that happen anymore. Slick. I have to answer a question in the chat room. Yes. Okay. Yes, and the Sosco sisters are great kids online. Very friendly, very outspoken, very interactive. This is why I like Facebook, because, I mean, you can get on there and chat with people about the stupidest things or the greatest things, and you meet anybody, any kind of person. By the way, the Soska sisters both wrote, directed, and actually guest appeared in this movie.
Wow.
I highly recommend you watch it.
Well, since you said... Since you say it's so well done, I'll give it a shot. Because normally, the whole rape revenge crap is, by this point, it's been done so many times, and it's been done so miserably, and they suck, and it's just, as a woman, I'm sick and tired of seeing it because it's crap. They just don't do a very good job. I mean, like you're talking about this movie. I mean, if they did a really good job with it, that's one thing. If it adds something to the story, it has a point, you know, I mean, that's one thing. But the whole rape revenge and blah, 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 just to throw it in just for the sake of it. So I skip those movies. It's just a waste of time. But I'll give this one a shot.
I agree with you 100%, and that's why I love the fact the way that this movie was done is the rape revenge part of it is just a part of it. It's not the whole purpose of the movie. It's not the whole thing that defines the characters. It's the thing that germinates the characters to go down that path as opposed to this path, but it isn't the thing that sets everything on stage. It's just part of it. And right. Some people are playing with the cutie little icon things in the chat. I'm not looking at those things. Those things are mesmerizing. They are telling me to eat people. They are cookies. People are cookies. Oh, geez, look. I'm not going there either. Moving away. All right. So, now, one of the things I have noticed in my many travails on Facebook land is with the whole horror genre and the explosion and whatever, is a large segment going into the paranormal romance, all of the slightly off-kilter erotica stuff, and I keep wondering, really?
Yeah.
And that always seems to be driven by a female-consuming market more than a male-consuming market. I don't really know too many guys who read any of that, which I find amusing.
No. Yeah, it's getting pretty popular.
Oh, very popular. I mean, now you walk into any bookstore, you'll see, hey, paranormal romance section. It's like, okay. I'm not reading any of that.
Yep.
But to each their own, everybody has...
Well, I mean, I look at it this way. You wouldn't normally read a romance novel anyways, right? And this isn't really any different. It's just paranormal. It's like they're like branching out into all the genres. So I don't think they're going to get any new readers. It's going to be women. Maybe just women who like horror, women who like paranormal, women who like whatever, the different genres besides your standard romance novel. You know, they're just branching out.
Yep, and I agree totally, 100%. Because what I find is that it seems that women are more open to the idea of, hey, weird shit. But at the same time, ooh, that's too weird a shit. Not going that far. Whereas the men will go that far. Just saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, and This is another thing that I was observing as well. I was trying to remember, how many women directors are there that make horror movies? And I was racking my brain. I could only remember the Soska sisters and American Mary. I cannot remember any female horror movie directors. Now that
I can't think of any either off my head.
Now that I think about that, I'm actually going to do a Google search.
Yeah, you do that. I'm not Googling it. But I can't think of any off the top of my head. Huh.
Well, it's funny. They come up with XXX movies first. Okay, yeah, I'll pass on that. Well, let's go here. It's an anthology series. I do remember another one, because I've met her once before. Jovanka Vukovic. Don't mind me on that one. She's a Canadian Toronto person. She did a short movie called The Captured Bird. She's a good lady. But that's right, and I remember her now. But beyond the Soska sisters and her, I don't know any other. Okay, so 15 fantastic horror films directed by women. All right, let's check that out. Trouble Every Day. I have never seen this movie. Okay, it's an Italian thing. Interesting. All right. Near Dark. Catherine Bigelow. Yes, I should remember her as well. Catherine Bigelow being What's-His-Face's former wife at that time, and Near Dark being a wonderful vampire movie. What's the next one they got here? Messiah of Evil. I don't think I've seen that one. Don't know if I know Gloria Katz either.
No.
All right, I may have to check that one out. American Psycho? What?
What? No.
Hold on. Mary Harron. Oh, no, Mary Harron wrote it. She didn't direct it.
Wow.
No, Brett Easton Ellis wrote American Psycho. Mary Harron was the director. No way, I can check that out now. American Psycho, IMDb. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Director, Mary Harron. Gosh darn it. All right.
Wow.
I learned a new thing. And as Woogle Goo says in the cabin.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's great.
All right. Amer.
Mary Lambert did Pet Sematary, he says. Wow.
Awesome. This is another Italian 70s horror movie. I've never heard of it, which doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of. The Hitchhiker. Ida Lupino. Gosh darn it. Okay, and moving on. The Slumber Party Massacre. Yeah, who did that? That's Wait a second.
Geez.
Who? Amy Holden Jones. No, that's editor and screenwriter. Come on, who's the director on that? Oh, she did directing as well. I like that movie. Slumber Party Massacre. That was fun. And the sequels that it spawned out as well. American Mary, thank goodness they actually put that in there. Excellent. Oh, by the way, they also... You'll love the name of this movie, too, by the way. The Soska sisters also directed another movie, which was their indie debut, as they call it. Dead Hooker in a Truck. Trunk, sorry. Dead Hooker in a Trunk. I introduced a friend of mine to that name of the movie. He's like, I don't care what this movie's about. I'm watching it just for the title. It's like, yes, you'll enjoy it. It's funny.
I think I want to watch it just because of the title. Dead
it's offbeat.
In a trunk or truck?
Trunk. Trunk. Yeah, they have a dead hooker that they put in the trunk of their car. It's kind of funny. Pathogen is another one by Emily Haggins. I don't know this movie, but it is a zombie movie. Oh, this is the one with the 12-year-old girl who did the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard of the movie. I've never seen it yet.
Oh, no way.
I have to watch that sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, she. Somebody Good. I yep. knew was friends with her. Boxing Helena? This is considered a horror movie? No, it's just a bizarre movie. Ooh.
Mm.
Okay. I think that by the description of that, it's it fits in well with American Mary, so okay. It's a bizarre movie about a surgeon who holds a woman captive by amputating her arms. Sounds wacky. David Lynch movie.
Wow.
Sorry. Yes, mm-hmm. David Lynch movie. But Jennifer Chambers Lynch. Okay, so his daughter being bizarre as well. All right. Oh, crap! One of my other favorite movies is in this list. Ravenous.
What?
No, the movie's called Ravenous. By Antonia Bird.
Yeah.
I didn't remember who the director was. I just watched this movie and
laughed
my ass off.
I haven't seen it, but the name sounds really familiar.
Basic concept was, it's the, I guess it's around the Gold Rush time period, the 1800s. It's a small military fort or whatever out. Yeah, haha, Woogle Goo just mentioned it as well. That's funny. So it's a military fort out in the middle of, like, nowhere land, and they come across a small settlement, and only one person's still surviving, and they suspect that there's something quite not right, and then it turns out through the movie that he's a cannibal. And my favorite line in this movie is,
"Oh,
you have this pan shot that goes back out, and it's like outside, and you know they've got him tied up, and he's a prisoner and whatever." And the other guy says, "Stop it! He's licking me!" As in, he's getting a good taste. Oh, and for Woogle Goo in the chat room, her name was Antonia Bird. Yeah, fun movie. Really dark black comedy. It's the kind of thing, it's like, if you're not really paying attention to it, it's going to be what? Oh, that's just wrong. Next movie they got here is called In My Skin. French movie. Never heard of it. But might have to watch it sometime. Oregon. Yeah, no, I can't remember says I've heard of that one either, but it's Japanese. Probably my kind of thing. No! Jennifer's Body. Is pretty much the only movie that Megan Fox is in that I enjoyed. I'm not really a big Megan Fox fan.
Huh.
But this was done by Karen Kusama. Kusama? Kusama. Something along that line. That was a good movie. Fun movie. Worth watching. The Captured Bird. Oh, yeah. That's Ivanka. Right. So, really, not a lot of women movies making horror movies, but there's a couple. And I think that as things go along...
More than I thought, but no, not very many.
Well, I couldn't name any of them off the top of my head, except for the Saskas and Ivanka.
Yep.
And Ivanka's movies are short, anyways. But, yeah, and that's I suspect that as time goes by now over the years, more and more women will bring out better elements to the horror movies and bring in a whole depth to it that's probably a little bit better. But I'm looking forward to more movies. Now, at this time of the show, we would like to normally roll our famous, all that normal stuff that we call the Afterrot Intermezzo. EW, please roll that.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see," and I saw. And behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
And so did I! Right behind him! Because, you know, when hell opens up the doors and lets all the zombies out, we're coming in strong. We're coming, like, so strong that we're going to, like, kill everyone and kill everything. And I always want to laugh at people say, yeah, we're going to survive the zombie apocalypse. And I have to say, no, you're not. You still with
Unless
us?
Unless we drop road signs on you.
No, you could try that.
I'm here.
You could try the whole stop sign thing, but you know what? That only goes so far and works so well. Not really so well. Because you can't keep a good zombie down.
Not forever, no.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know if everybody was familiar or not, but apparently last month was Women in Horror Month. Was it last month? No, it was November. Crap. No, yeah, it's last month, right? Was it November or October? I think it was November.
I thought October. Maybe it was not last month. I don't know.
I'm so confused. I had to shut down my...
Someone tell us.
Yes, chat room, that's what you're here for. Tell us the information we need.
Yeah, I had to shut down my web browser because it clicked on something. It's like, no, I am not pressing that button, you silly, sanctimonious, browser thief-stealing person thingy.
Whoa,
Woogle Goo wants me to leave out my cookies. Like, no, that's not happening. Women in Horror Month. Which, I don't like the fact that everybody wants to associate a recognize people in this category for this time period. It's like, just recognize people for doing good things wherever they are. Whatever. Whenever. However.
All the time, yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Wow, what are they going to start now? Yep. Oh my god, it's all pink. Wait. Apparently February is Women in Horror Month. What?
No way. Well, we were really off. Well, Google said October too, but...
The Women in Horror Month website says it's February. I love the fact that they're all covered
in blood. That's weird. Why would it be February?
Valentine's Day? I don't know. I'm not going to go with it.
Come on. No.
I'm not going to go with it. We're going to move along in the discussion. So, back to women in horror movies. So, let's look at gender roles for women in horror movies. What kind of really strong gender roles have been portrayed for women? Besides the Scream Queens, which, as everybody who knows me, knows that I love the Scream Queens. Brinke Stevens, and all of those people. All kinds of Scream Queens, even the more modern ones, too. They're all great. But that's not all there is to a horror movie, right? Look at Birds. The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock's movie. I can never remember her name.
I can't either. Good movie.
Great movie. And Psycho, even though it was Anthony Perkins in drag. Oh, and Misery. What's her face in Misery?
Oh, yeah, what's her face? She's good. Good, good, good. Kathy Bates,
that's it. Oh, jeez. AW's on the roll.
Yeah.
Ansley, what else? What else? Some good, strong movies. Good, strong. Julianne Moore in Eight-Legged Freaks. What was it? Evolution. Yeah. I'm throwing you for a loop on that one, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm really racking my brain.
Evolution was one with what giant monsters evolving from alien DNA thrown on the planet somewhere. It had David Duchovny in it. Mm-hmm. But you see, that's the thing. We're measuring our movies and stuff by the roles of the actor, not the actresses. It's more, oh, look, hey, that cool guy did this cool movie, but you really don't... the women characters in the movies tend to just sort of gloss in behind. And much like we were talking about earlier, yeah, with the number of directors that you can remember off the top of your head for strong movies, mm-hmm, of anything that's cool, other than just like, oh, look, well, isn't that a quaint little movie? I mean, how many women do you remember in horror movies? I remember lots of women in horror movies.
Exactly. It's about the same. Yeah.
But you always
remember... Well, strong female leads. I mean, you start thinking off the top of your head, not nearly as many.
I was reading an article the other day, yesterday actually, about Wonder Woman. You've heard about the woman who's been cast for Wonder Woman, right? In Batman versus Superman?
Yep.
Okay. I don't really think she's going to be a good fit in this movie. She sounds like she's totally not right for the movie. I don't think she's got the presence to be able to carry that role. But one of the excuses that they were putting up for why there's not been a Wonder Woman movie put out, which is DC's top character right after Batman and Superman... Why is there no Wonder Woman movie? They're always saying, well, you can't have a female character lead movie. It just won't work. What? That's dumb. Because, well...
Seriously? Sure,
yeah, that's one of their main reasons for why there's been no Wonder Woman movie. They don't think that the Hollywood producer types, who are, as we all know, not necessarily the most plugged-in sorts of people, don't think that female-led movie will make any money. Well, they probably just got their asses handed to them with movies like The Hunger Games, female leads.
Right. Yeah.
Twilight, female lead, even though I can't stand her.
Yep.
By the way, you're not a liker of the Twilight movies, right?
No.
Good. Good, good. You can stay on
the
show.
Since I have to censor myself, I'm just going to say no.
Okay, good. You can stay on the show then.
And let that end with that. Yeah.
Excellent. We will be good with that. Although, don't let Jazzy know, okay? Mm. She's in the chat room. She's listening to the show.
Jazzy. Okay,
so don't let her know.
Sorry, Jazzy. Sorry.
So, and then beyond that, you get into some... I lost track of where I was going. Damn it! I hate when that happens. I'm old.
Female leads. Oh, why they won't have female leads.
Yeah, go so ahead. They're saying... yeah, exactly what Keenan is saying. Look at Alan? Who? Oh, Alien. Yeah. That's what we were saying earlier. Ripley and Alien.
Alien!
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Aliens was a great movie. Series of movies. TV show. There was even an animated show as well. And it did spectacularly well. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Is a woman in the lead. Oh, goodness me. I'm actually racking through most of my movies up here on the wall, and I'm trying to find any... Dawn of the Dead, the remake, Sarah Polley. I mean, that was a strong movie, a strong female character that was dominating the movie. Unfortunately, I don't really have too many movies with strong female leads. I would watch movies with more strong female leads, but they just don't put any out. Actually, I'm really... Decoys was another good one. The Demolitionist, well, it's not actually a horror movie, but that worked for me anyways. Damn. That's really... Videodrome doesn't really qualify as strong female lead, because that was all What's-His-Nut. Although Deborah Harry was in the movie. It was fun. Oops. Let's make sure I got some mobility here to go around the corner and look at the other side of the pile. So I got lots of TV shows that have strong female leads, but the movies, they're very sadly lacking. Ooh, okay, I got... Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is, Japanese horror movies, no problem having strong female leads. I have three movies right off the top that I can throw at you that have nothing but female leads. Four movies. RoboGeisha, Hell Driver... what the hell was the other one there? Attack Girl Swim Team versus the Undead. And... Oh, whoa. Yeah. These are Japanese movies, man. They got no shame on anything that they do. So, Japanese horror movies. No problem with strong female leads. Yeah. Let's see. What else I got here? Okay, so I've got, actually a large collection of movies. And the number of movies... Oh, yeah. Rose McGowan
Carrie.
Death Proof. Yeah. Who? Carrie? Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Firestarter.
Yeah, Gainesville for Carrie.
Firestarter.
Yeah.
And what else? Ghostbusters?
And there's
no,
some others. Hammer Rock the Cradle.
Who?
One Kiss Goodnight.
Ginger Snaps?
Yeah.
Ginger Snaps, as
I'm reading the
earlier.
Chat.
Okay, you good. You do that because I'm kind of far away. The Grudge.
Mm-hmm.
And the original Japanese.
Yeah, Yuan. Grudge.
Yeah. Yuan.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Wow, this is getting harder and harder for me to find any. Oh, Innocent Blood. Yeah. That's a good one too. It's a French Canadian movie. A vampire movie. Fun stuff. A lot of nudity in it too, so that's one of the reasons why we liked it as well. And the girl was hot. Ooh, Life Force. Yeah, but she was the bad person. That's fine. I still like Mirror Mask had a strong female and Mimic. Yep, The Messengers.
Oh yeah, Mimic. Yeah.
Yep. The Messengers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now going to section three. The Others with Nicole Kidman. The Omen didn't really have much. Galaxina. Well, that's not really a horror movie, but whatever. Wreck. Yes! Wreck! One of my favorite zombie movies of all time. Again, foreign movie, not American. Oh. Species. Species is another one.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, Species.
I'm done looking through my pile. That's too many movies to look through. And do you know how many horror movies are listed in IMDb? As horror movies? How could I forget Resident Evil? Seriously. And I did love the movie The Cell.
Oh my god! How could you forget that?
Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, Resident Evil. Yep.
And J-Lo in The Cell? Mm-hmm. I like that movie.
Yeah. Not bad.
I'm just going to throw that comment back into the chat room too. Yay, nudity. So yeah, apparently, on a side note. Now, the downside is, I don't think anybody really objects to seeing a lot of nudity in horror movies. I'm pretty sure they don't object. But I'm a little particularly concerned about one director and one series of movies. And I love the girl he has in these movies that he has nude. She's beautiful, stunningly amazing, and she's a very nice person from what I understand. It's very intelligent, very, very up there in the headspace kind of girl. But Dario Argento features his daughter naked in almost every one of his horror movies.
Oh.
Yeah. The last one I saw was called Mother of Tears. All right? A concept of... Mm. Oh, yes. Debbie Rochon. Any Debbie Rochon movie. Yes. Sorry, EW threw up Debbie Rochon, and we like Debbie Rochon. She's fun. But Asia Argento, and if you don't know her name immediately off the top, probably because it doesn't slide right out there, but if you've seen the movie Triple X with Vin Diesel...
Mm, yes.
Okay, so the Russian girl he makes friends with late throughout the movie, that's Asia.
Yeah.
That's Asia. In the movie Mother of Tears, it's a weird movie. It's about the end of the world. It's about weird cult worshipping and stuff like that. And in the middle of the movie, there's a nude shower scene with Asia. And it's like, as much as I like this scene, it has absolutely nothing to do with the movie. Nothing. Like, zip, zero, nada.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely not related to the movie at all. But she was very attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, and to answer Keenan's question, it was The Others. Oof. Was it The Others? Yeah, I think it was The Others. Or else it was that piece of crap.
Yeah.
What was that piece of crap movie that M. Shamalama Lama Ding Dong did? Oh, yeah. The Crappening.
I started to say which one, but I actually don't mind them. I like The Happening. It was all right.
I was like, really? The trees whispering at people? That's what made everybody go and jump off the sides? Seriously?
A little weak. Yeah, a little weak. It was a little weak, but...
A little weak?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That was like
a little weak. Yeah.
Oh, let's run this way in the grass. No, let's run the other way. The wind is changing. No, let's run this way. No, let's stop still. Maybe it'll go away. Okay, let's run away now. Oh my god, that was so...
Run like the wind blows.
Lame. That was lame.
Mm-hmm.
That was very lame. Now, M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong did make one really good movie. Unbreakable. I love that movie.
Yes, that was great.
With Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson? No. The other
guy.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
Good movie.
Awesome movie. Completely blows with your mind at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's like,
jeez,
that was like cool.
Yeah, that was good.
I think Keenan's asking a question that I do not know the answer to. I will have to Google. My Google fools will get me an answer quickly, and it will be... Okay, the movie to the answer to Keenan's question is called The Hours. I've never actually seen that movie. Sounds like it's probably one of these real-life happy-sappy, oh, people had happy things and people had bad things happen in their life. It's like, I don't watch that stuff. A dramatic monologue for women from the film The Hours. I'm sure it was a wonderful movie. I'm not watching it.
Nope.
But whatever. Oh, yeah, Ed and his dead grandmother. No, that's just a side thing that just sort of slipped into my head from that. Yeah. So, women in horror, I mean, there are... It's kind of sad that women always get put down as the side characters in movies, but they could be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you get the opportunity, watch Innocent Blood. It's a good little horror movie. It has
I need to write these down.
Yes, you do. There was
American Mary and Innocent Blood.
Yes. Oh, well, actually, both of them should be available on Netflix, too, I believe, by now. Innocent Blood is like 10, good. 15 years old. American Mary came out this year, but I think it's on Netflix now. I have.
Okay.
This is the indicator as to how good a movie is, in my opinion. Did I buy the Blu-ray as soon as it came out? Yes. Did I buy the Blu-ray when it came out a little mm-hmm. while later? Yeah, okay. Did I buy the Blu-ray eventually? Oh, okay, that's an okay movie. Did I never buy the Blu-ray? Well, it could still be okay. Did I buy the DVD? Yeah, it's still okay. Will I not even buy the DVD if it's a dollar? Yeah, that movie sucked then. That's my rating system. It's depending on how likely
pretty
I
much.
Am.
Yep. Because,
yeah. Like, you gotta watch these things. But we're gonna segue into... No, we're not. But yes, women in horror. I'm very sad by this. Because it makes me sad. I know there's a lot of women creative talent out there. And I want to see more women doing movies. Horror movies. Like directing, writing. I know there's a lot of women doing special effects. But then it's always falling into the gender role association or whatever that people say. Oh, it's makeup. It's like, okay, of course women are going to gravitate to that. It's like, no. Just because it's makeup doesn't mean it's women are going to gravitate towards it.
Yep, exactly.
But they can if they want to. Right?
Oh, sure. And I think there's a little more to it than just makeup.
Yeah, it's
when
not
you're
like...
doing the
yeah,
put a little, stuff. I mean, come on.
Yeah, don't put just a little bit of blush here and a little bit of rouge there and a little bit of lipstick there. It's like, no, there's a lot more to it than that.
Rouge.
That's a real thing.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know anybody who would use it, but mm-hmm. apparently people used to use it. Maybe people, some still do. I don't know. I'm not into that crap. It's not my cup of tea. Don't mind me. I'm actually trying to look at something on my shelf, and I can't figure out what the hell it was.
Hellion says, does anyone else think that ZZ laughs like Ernie from Sesame Street?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do. See, actually, that's just my mild giggle. That's just the mild giggle. When I go into full-on guffaw, it sounds much more like a chainsaw. Something like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to find... Oh, man, it's bugging me. See, this is the thing that's really been bugging me. But after I mentioned to you that I wanted to talk about women in horror and whatever, the whole concept is like... Well, what other contributions are women doing in horror? In video, there's only so much that's been done. Now, I know there's a bunch of horror writers, women. It's breaking a lot of ground on that. And I think that's really cool because I like, above all else, in any kind of story, whether it's visual, whether it's reading, whatever, it's about the story, it's about the characters, it's about the ambiance. It's not just, oh, splat, slash, slash, splat, splatter. Oh, look, there's a puddle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has its place. That's fun. That's bubblegum. You watch it, mind your wipe, wipe your mind, move on. But it's not really depth and meat.
And to be fair, women can write the blood, guts, and gore stuff pretty well, too. I've read some nasty, stuff by women. It's not like, we can't. And it's not like men can't write good stories, good characters, et cetera, but I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Good. I want to find more women writing good stuff.
And maybe this is just the start. Maybe the fact that, you know, there are so many horror writers out there now that are women sort of breaking into the genre or whatever, maybe it'll kind of trickle over into film. Who knows?
Well, I also
I'd like to see it happen too, but
I also think that there's a greater empowerment occurring in the industry for film right now, where for $30,000 you can make a good movie and you can get it distributed, you can get it produced, you can get it out there and make a ton of money on it, and enough money to bankroll having the next movie and the next movie and the next movie. I've seen some crappy movies that were really good, done for really low budgets, and you don't need to be in Hollywood to do it. And I think Hollywood is kind of writing itself out of the game.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, we as a society in Western civilization keep following Hollywood. Why? I don't know. They have the snazziest looking cars, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my two cents on it for most of the part of the show that we've talked about. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So what fun thing would you like to talk about for 2 minutes?
2 minutes? We only have 2 minutes?
We have four minutes left in the show.
Oh, dear.
Come on, something fun. Make fun of Woogle Goo. He's got a funny name, Woogle Goo.
Well, that's easy.
That's what I'm saying, Woogle Goo. Hey, ask him what year it is.
Goo, goo, goo.
Ask him what year it is.
Hey, Woogle Goo, what year is it?
I wonder if you
Yo, Goo, what year is it? He's ignoring us.
He's ignoring
you. Oh, he remembers.
Oh, he remembers still?
He remembers.
I should dig out that video.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to forget when people remind him all the time.
Well, I don't get to talk to him as much anymore. He doesn't come around.
That's sad.
He doesn't come around the old post of slashing and whatever.
Poke him with a stick. Get his attention.
I do that. I poke him all the time. He never replies.
Aw. See, he won't answer, but he knows. He's laughing. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Ask him about his hair.
No, I don't want to know about his hair.
Ask him about his hair.
Wait a sec. It's not like the mustache in The Tick where it like took control of it and said, hey, we're going to go fight the thing. Well, CD, I want to thank you for joining us on the show. First of many, I hope, to go.
And thank you for having me.
I think we're almost end. We can probably chitter-chatter for a minute or two. Oh, yes, it's right. After tonight's show. Do you know what's on after our show?
Free pie!
Exactly. Mental candy.
Love mission pie.
No, wait. Mental candy comes after free pie.
Oh.
I'm confused.
Yeah, that comes after free pie.
My brain is full of endorphins and adrenaline and other weird chemical things that my body is producing. It's pushing out all sense of rational sensationality inside my head, and there's things coming out of different pieces inside my head, and I may have to go and actually go over there and like poke and stab and pull stuff out. Wow, really? He has that for his hairdo? Wowzers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, I know EW is looking forward to a bunch of really cool Gasoline Alley, I believe is the name of the band, on the show tonight. And Joan, as always, has an amazing, fantastic selection of people on her show as well. And, of course, I invite everybody to come back and join us again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be here or be dessert.
A big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.